The following program is sponsored by the Jelensky Advisory Group. Josh Jelensky is the president of Wealth Quarterback LLC, a registered investment advisory firm located in New Jersey. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm or its representatives by securities regulators, nor is it an indication that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability. Investment advisory services may only be provided to clients in jurisdictions in which the firm and its representatives are appropriately registered or exempt from registration. You should not assume that any discussion or information contained in this broadcast serves as the receipt of or as a substitute for personalized investment advice from the advisor. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that the future performance of any specific investment, investment strategy, or product, or any non-investment related content made reference to directly or indirectly in this broadcast will be profitable, equal any corresponding indicated historical performance level or levels, be suitable for your portfolio or individual situation, or prove successful. Past performance is not indicative of future results.
Tired of losing money in the stock market roller coaster? Frustrated with the government taxing you into oblivion? Worried about inflation? How do you prepare for so many financial uncertainties? Welcome to the show that will help you develop your game plan. The Financial Quarterback with Josh Jelensky. Josh is a noted financial advisor and president of the Jelensky Advisory Group, and he's here to answer your questions. Now, let's kick off your financial future. Here's Josh Jelensky.
This is Josh Jelensky, the Financial Quarterback, coming to you live. And we have the Philly Godfather talking about sports betting being made legal and what can stock pickers learn from sports bettors, or is there anything we can learn? I met Steve Mel Tepes from when we were both going on Fox Business. He was going to be joined. He was joining John Layfield, Bradshaw, the WWE JBL. So good morning, Steve.
Thanks for having me on, Josh, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, great to have you with us. Now, explain, you're pretty famous in the Philly area as the Philly Godfather, but for those who don't know you, share your story.
Yeah, we started betting professionally on sports over 30 years ago. There's been a couple books written about us, Game in the Game. We've been mentioned in Larceny Games. They've written us up in every newspaper in the country. We've been in the New York Times, almost every publication, because we turn a profit each and every year. We approach this like a business, and that's why it pays like a business. If you approach sports betting like entertainment, well, then it's going to cost you like entertainment. And what we basically do now, we launched a website about 6 years ago, and we try to accelerate our members' portfolio with informed decisions backed by hours of research. We've been doing this a long time. We try to identify value in the market because the sports betting market is just like any other market, stock market, real estate market. You're looking for value. You're looking to purchase a price on a team on any given week and try and turn a profit. The biggest difference between the sports betting market and the stock market is insider trading in the stock market is illegal, while inside information in the sports betting market isn't.
Yeah, how is that the case? I mean,
there's so much information going on from, managers, from players, from trainers, from friends of, family, from players that you can gather. And it's just, there's no way to regulate, the information that you're getting on. Maybe someone's banged up this week before the injury reports come out on an NFL game, and you know about it ahead of time, and you're ahead of the curve. And basically, you try and get down before anyone else does, before the number changes, because these numbers, on the screen, on the sports betting screen, are constantly moving up and down, basically like the stock market.
So we're with Steve Mel Tepes, who is known as the Philly Godfather. So, folks, if you have a question for the Philly Godfather, maybe how he predicted the Eagles to win, maybe how he predicted, you also predicted, I believe, Trump to win. So how'd you do that? How'd you predict Trump to win? Well, did you make any money off of it?
The first thing I realized, there was certain indicators that really, you know, made me triggered a bet on Donald Trump to win the GOP and the presidential election. The first one was his name recognition, his brand. I mean, when he announced there was 16 other guys in the GOP field, and the average person, the guy that's not into politics, the only guy they knew up on that stage was Donald Trump. And then he was presidential before he was president. He had his own plane. He had his own helicopter. The suits that he wore with the power ties. I mean, he just looked presidential before he even won the election, standing next to guys like Marco Rubio, which I like, Ted Cruz. He had that look. He had that power behind him that the average person gravitated to.
And that's how you did it. So where does somebody make money off of... Where do you make money off of prediction of presidential elections?
Well, we basically thought he had a slight edge.
I mean, is this a Vegas thing? You can go and bet who's going to win?
You can bet in Vegas. You can bet it offshore. You can bet it overseas. You can bet it with your local bookmaker. Vegas didn't have odds up on the election at the time. But basically, you're looking to identify value, and we thought he had a slight edge. You know, with all the predictive measures that we saw, I mean, the rallies, he had thousands of people going to his rallies, thousands of people waiting outside. And anytime you got a slight edge over your opponent and you're getting plus 400, you're getting 4-to-1 money on that wager, that's positive expectation. So just say you're flipping a coin 10 times and they offer you 4-to-1 odds every time that coin flip, you know, flips up in the air. Well, after 10 flips, you're guaranteed to make money.
So... You predicted Trump. What other clues were in it for you with Trump? And what do you think is going to happen in the midterm election with your prowess as a bettor?
Well, I got a lot of friends, you know, in the political parties on both sides, you know, Democrats and Republicans. I'm a Republican myself. And they were telling me that, you know, they were real worried about Hillary. She was probably the worst, you know, candidate they could have put up on that stage against Trump. And we try to gather as much information as possible because information is king. And the more you have of it, the better informed decision you're going to make, whether you're placing a wager or buying a house, you know, et cetera, et cetera. That's how we really gathered as much information as possible when we placed that wager on Donald Trump to win the election. In the midterms, I mean, it's going to be tough because, you listen to all these polls and a lot of them are skewed, you know, one way or another. So you really can't, you know, predict who's going to turn out, you know, what party's going to, you know, are the Republicans going to turn out for the elections or the Democrats going to, you know, overflow, you know, and elect their guys. It's just the midterms are a lot harder to predict. And anytime we don't have an edge, anytime we don't think we can win a wager, we're not going to place it.
So what are your clues for the midterms? I mean, I could see a red wave surprise people. What you're not hearing about, you know, for the last couple of weeks, we've been hearing about Beto O'Rourke, or we could call him Beta O'Rourke, going to win in Texas. Now Texas has a poll, Ted Cruz 9 points up. We've not been hearing about the election in Missouri. Claire McCaskill is looking like she's going to be defeated. And there are many states in play that weren't necessarily going to be in play for the Republicans. They may win Arizona. They may win Tennessee. They may win even New Jersey is only about 8 points down. Bob Hugin is down about 8 points due to Menendez's alleged shenanigans. So any clues there? Could we have a red wave instead of a blue wave?
We very well can. I mean, the antics of the Democratic Party with what they're doing to Kavanaugh and the Supreme Court, it seems like everything they're doing is backfiring, and they're turning a lot of people off. And like you said, we could have a red wave. I mean, things could go very well. Another thing.
But you're not putting money on it, though.
No, we don't. I don't think we have an edge on it. You know, and if I don't have an edge, I'm not going to place that wager because this is investing. This isn't gambling to us. This is what we do to turn a profit, to make a living. But if you look at the odds at Trump's impeachment in 2018, there's a 91% chance that he's not going to get impeached. And then if you look at the odds that are posted about Trump getting impeached in 2019, there's about a 78% chance that he won't get impeached. So that might be a little indicator letting you know that the Republicans aren't going to lose, you know, the midterm elections.
We're on with Steve Maltepes, the Philly godfather, talking about what he's learned in sports betting and some parallels maybe for current events as well as investing. So talk about, you mentioned something interesting about how in stocks, you're not allowed to be given inside information. With betting, it's different. So how did you... you also predicted the Eagles would win the Super Bowl. How did you make that bet? And how much did you win on that day?
Well, we won a lot of money that day, close to six figures on the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. We had some futures on them at 40-1. We bet them in the Super Bowl at +6, +5, +4. We bet them on the money line at +275, which paid close to 3-1 on your money. We just loved it.
So how do you bet against the greatest quarterback of all time? I mean, did people know he was hurt?
No, you got to ask yourself this question. And I actually sent out a tweet on Twitter, and I said that Tom Brady had to have the game of his life to beat us, because that's how good our team was, our nucleus was. And he went out there and had 505 yards passing, and he still couldn't beat us. He had the game of his life. The nucleus of the Philadelphia Eagles team last year was so much better than the Patriots. And it's very easy to see that when, if you just take Tom Brady off that Patriots team, they don't make the playoffs. And we lost Carson Wentz, who should have been the MVP candidate last year, and I had him at a 50-1 ticket to win the MVP. Even though I lost that wager, it was the right bet to make. And then, you bring in Nicky Foles, who's undervalued, and the team still gets there.
And no, that's fantastic.
The measure we use, we try to compare the characteristic traits from past Super Bowl winners, and a strong pass rush is huge when you're looking at teams. The teams that get to the quarterback get to the playoffs, and the teams that get to the quarterback the most usually get to the Super Bowl.
So now we have Linda, who has a question. What do you think of the Eagles this year? How are you betting on the Eagles? Are you betting on them, or are you betting against them?
We think they're going to regress a little bit from last year. Now, their season win totals in Vegas was posted at 10.5 wins, and I actually went under 10.5. Now, that doesn't mean they can't win the division. I think this team's going to get stronger as the year goes by. Carson Wentz is coming back. He's going to be a little rusty this week. He hasn't played in a while. He was hurt. He's going to be a little limited. The playbook is going to be a little limited to him because he's not going to be as mobile. He's not going to take as many chances with his legs running around the field. And it's going to take him probably about a quarter to a half to get used to game speed because he hasn't played so much. But we're not too big on the Eagles this year. We went under 10.5 wins. They're playing seven playoff teams on their schedule. The schedule's very difficult. It seems like every other week they're going to be playing the tough team. And they have targets on their backs as Super Bowl winners. It's the rest of the league. Every time they're going to play the Eagles this year, it's probably going to be the biggest game on their schedule. So the other thing you got to consider is the spread on the Eagles every week is going to be slightly inflated because they are the Super Bowl winners. So you're going to be paying a premium if you're looking to back this team, on the point spread, on the Vegas point spread each and every week.
We'll be back with your questions for Steve, the Philly Godfather. And we're giving away a free book to those of you who want a second opinion on your 401k, your IRA. Maybe you're looking to take advantage of the Trump tax plan for you. A lot of you are calling at 888-988-JOSH. We'll be in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Long Island, Connecticut, and a spot near you. So call us now. 888-988-JOSH. We'll be back. 888-988-JOSH.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front, but did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but they'll educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary no-fee tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book Tax-Free Retirement as a free gift if you call within the next 3 minutes. Call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. JOSH. Now let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
This is Josh Jelinski with a little Doors and the one of the best sports bettors in the world right now, Steve Maltepas. Now, make sure, am I saying your last name right?
Yeah, it's almost perfect, Josh. Don't worry about it.
Okay, what's the proper pronunciation?
Maltepas.
Okay, Maltepas. So, we're on with Steve Maltepas. Who do you like now? As it relates to football, who do you think's got a good chance? So you probably aren't thinking that the Eagles are going to repeat.
We don't feel like they're going to repeat. Yeah. I mean, you know how hard it is to repeat.
It's very tough.
Super Bowl champion. It's almost impossible. The Rams are real strong right now. They're actually the odds-on favorites at plus 600. We took the Bears right before they announced Khalil Mack. But it was more of a value bet. With an opportunity to hedge your bet later on when they make the playoffs. We took them at 100-1. They're actually down to 25-1. So anytime you're beating a number, anytime you're beating the market, anytime you're beating the move, it's a good bet. So later on, if they make the playoffs, we're getting 100-1 odds on the Bears. If they think they're gonna, if we think they're gonna face a real tough team, then we'll end up hedging our bets and making some free money on that future ticket. Kansas City Chiefs look unbeatable, but their defense, basically has more holes than Swiss cheese.
And they have Andy Reid, and I think Andy Reid, no offense, I think he's just not a winner. You look at what he did. What'd you say?
He's not a game day coach. He has a tough time making adjustments, in play during the game when things aren't going the right way. As a preparational coach, he's actually very, very good. But on game day, when he's facing some of the better coaches and he has to make adjustments, it's very difficult.
No, exactly. He's good at making – he reminds me of, like, Wayne Fonts. I'm a Detroit Lions fan. You get him to the playoffs every year, but they never win. And, he's maybe a little better than Wayne Fonts, but not really – he's never in the league of somebody's going to take risks to win.
So many weapons this year, though, Josh.
But watch, I can just tell when somebody's going to win. He's not, it's like what you with Trump, I certainly respect him as one of the, he's a top coach. He can build a program, but he's just not a winner, ultimately, I think. So next up, what are the parallels that you, as one of the greatest sports bettor in the world, can take when evaluating companies for the sake of investing? I mean, there's a lot of dissimilarities, but you mentioned character. You mentioned you observed the Eagles, and you saw that they were a very cohesive unit. I'm sure you could do that with management teams. I mean, I know you've been on Fox Business quite a bit lately. So what parallels could the everyday investor have from what you do?
Well, when we look at NFL teams, we gravitate around NFL teams that are expected to grow in earnings, expected to get better as the season goes on. We're weary of NFL teams whose financial results are expected to decline as the season progresses due to rough scheduling quarters. We look at all the qualitative factors surrounding these teams, and you can do that in the market. You got it. We do so much reading, on top of looking at the metrics and the matchups and stuff to that nature, that you really got to do your homework. You got to do your research on what's going on, with these companies or with these NFL teams, because that's how we approach it. We approach each and every NFL team like it's a company, and, we're looking for predictive, information that we use, on a week-to-week basis. And that only comes by doing research, hours and hours of reading and hours of comparing the metrics. We try to handicap the market. We try and look ahead, 3, 4, 5 weeks from now, how good is this team going to be? And obviously you got to interject the injuries, on a weekly basis, who's playing, who's not playing. But I think you can, use the same qualities we use when we're handicapping the sports betting market, when when it comes to the stock market. You really got to do your research. You got to really pay attention to each and everything about these companies. Read every article you can about each and every company you're looking to invest in, because it's your hard-earned money.
Fantastic. Now, and a critical thing is the markets in the stock market are generally efficient. The stock market is generally an efficient place. Sports betting is an inefficient market. Comment on that a little bit. I mean, you mentioned a little bit, but give it some more color.
Yeah, the sports betting market is inefficient because it's all about speed, oscillation. It's how fast can we get the information that the bookmaker doesn't have. We gain a huge edge when we have information that's not factored into the Vegas line. So we're looking to gather as much information as fast as possible because there's a million games on the board. There's a ton of college football games today. There's a ton of baseball games. There's, you know, there's football odds already put up for the NFL. So it's very hard for them to get a true line on each and every game. And that's where we come in, and we'll fish out, you know, the bad lines, you know, and basically just try and stay ahead of the market.
Great. So fantastic. Thanks for joining us. You learn anything on your interview with JBL? I met you one day and I realized he was the WWE superstar. I was like, that's crazy. Now he's a respectable Fox Business. They played that, I think, again last night. Or were you live last night?
No, I was in the studios last night. I did the Varney show in the morning, and then they had me do the evening edit at 5 o'clock. So we did two shows. And while I was in New York City, I ended up doing like a bunch of radio shows. I think I did like five radio shows, ESPN 1000 in Chicago, ESPN Tennessee. It was a nonstop day of just talking about sports, talking about the sports betting market, talking about who we think is going to win the Super Bowl, and stuff to that nature.
What about college football? Who do you like in college football?
I mean, Alabama's unbelievable.
You can't really bet against them, right?
Yeah, their defense isn't as good as, you know, prior years, but that kid Tua, he's on a reel. Their offense is a lot better. If you notice, the totals on their football games have been 7 to 10 points higher than the norm over the past 5 years. And like I said, that quarterback Tua, he's the favorite to win the Heisman at +150. That team's tough. I mean, Clemson's tough. Georgia's tough. You know, the SEC teams, they have the talent. They got those kids, you know, the best kids in the country. It's hard to beat teams like that.
Oh, definitely. Now, you mentioned, and we'll conclude with this, you mentioned Allen Iverson. I don't know, are you allowed to share that story? That was a funny story.
Oh, the Allen Iverson story?
Yeah, yeah. You would always bet against him and he'd make you lose.
Well, we used to hang out with AI, and we'd be out all night. This was years ago. And, you know, we wouldn't think he would perform at an optimum level the next day if he was out all night having, you know, a blast. And he would burn us every time he would go out and score 40 points, 45 points, and actually maybe play better after a night of being out. You know what I mean? So that never worked out for us. I mean, it's about information. You know,
Yeah, that's interesting. Now that would be maybe an odd parallel, but I'm detecting some of this is character. Meaning if you're looking at a guy like Elon Musk, I'm trying to find the parallels in the investing world, in the financial planning world. So you're looking at the character of these individuals, you know, who's going out all night, who's staying well rested. I mean, that was probably with the Eagles. They were a very kind of a family friendly unit, except for a couple of the guys who were a little vulgar when they went dancing around Philly. But generally, it was a pretty, you know, rated G bunch. So what would you what do you think about Tesla as an observer? Do you think they're going to make it or not?
I mean, he's a genius. I watched that Joe Rogan interview.
So is he like the AI?
Yeah, he's amazing. I actually have Tesla solar panels on my house. I got a big farm in South Jersey, right outside of Philadelphia. And, the customer service with their company isn't top-notch. I mean, I've had so many problems logging into my account and even just trying to pay for a bill. So I think he concentrates on the technology more than he does on the infrastructure of the company, where he's thinking ahead, maybe 5-7 years ahead with what's going to happen, and the company might lack a little bit. The guy that's running the show, maybe the guy below him, the vice president or whatever of that nature, it's a tough call. He's too much of a genius to let him fail. And I think the guys with the big money, they know that.
Well, thank you so much, Steve Maltepas. Philly Godfather, your website's phillygodfather.com, and I hope to have you all back on again in the future. Folks, if you have a question, now's the time to chime. Dave says, what are the odds of the Giants going to the Super Bowl? Probably not a lot, not high. I don't know. I'm not a sports bettor, but I probably guarantee that one. So give us a call, folks. We'll be back after these messages.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front, but did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jalinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jalinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary, no-fee, tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book, Tax-Free Retirement, as a free gift. If you call within the next 3 minutes, call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now, let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
Can thank Dave. Do people hear this Facebook Live thing? People are hearing it? Okay, so we are now really live. You can even hear the guests on Facebook Live. How do people look at the Facebook Live, Dave?
Both your page?
Go to fb.com/thefinancialquarterback, right?
That's it. And it's on video.
And do yourself a flavor. Like us, share your friends. It's live right now. We're being reached. We're reaching everybody around the globe through Facebook. Also on the iHeartRadio app and the iTunes podcasts. If you go to the iTunes podcast, you can hear all of our reruns. So give us a call. If you have a question on stocks, bonds, annuities, mutual funds, now is your time to chime in. Are there changes coming to your IRA rules? And investors are pouring money into bonds and paying a price for it. And the stock market has just undergone a major transformation. We'll tell you about that. But as always, call us now. Deceased rapper Mac Miller was 26 and had a will similar to that of Michael Jackson. So Mac Miller died at 26. Both musicians had wills. I don't even know who Mac Miller is. Does that put me in a different category? I've never heard of him, but apparently he was a deceased rapper. I mean, I remember the news the night he passed. But both musicians had wills that gave their estates to a trust in their name, a common strategy for celebrities and California residents. Mac Miller, a 26-year-old American rapper and music producer who died in California September 7th, had a will. This is from Greg Iacursi of Investment News. The fact that Mr. Miller even had a will may surprise you. Some financial advisors, given Mr. Miller's youth, other famous and much older musicians, Aretha Franklin and Prince, for example, didn't even have a will. So financial question number one, do you have a plan if you die prematurely? So do you have a will? Do you have a living will? Do you have a power of attorney? Do you have enough life insurance to fully protect your family if you die? Do you have money in IRAs or 401ks? Do you realize that when you die, you're leaving a giant tax bill in many cases to your heirs? Most people do not realize that the alphabet soup of investing, the 401k, the 403b, the 457, is one of the biggest sources of untapped revenue by the government. And if we have a political shift in the land, what could happen? Well, if the midterm elections change, and they change the character of the Senate and the House, Bernie and others already have marked your 401k as theirs. They're talking about raising taxes even more. You know, I want taxes cut even more. Now, Mr. Miller, whose legal name was Malcolm McCormick, be like if I went by a different name, reportedly had a net worth of about $9 million at the time of his death. Not bad for a young man. The cause of which officials have yet to verify. He was a Pittsburgh native, and his first album was called Blue Slide Park. It was the first independent album to debut at number one on the Billboard 200 since 1995. Since then, he's reached, he's released a bunch of stuff, Sound Off, Good AM, and The Divine Feminine. Or does it go by Divine Feminine? Because he's a rapper. I don't know. His 2018 album was released last month. Now, what impresses me about this guy is he's single, young, and has no kids, and he took the time to do this. Really rare for anybody, no less someone who's an artist in the musical industry. Also, Facebook Nation, if you have a question on your financial future, now is the time. Thank you, Rita. She says, Josh, love your show. Never miss it. Linda Smith. Hey, Linda. The stock market had a great week. What do you attribute that to? Dave, what are the odds of the Giants winning the Super Bowl? Joe says, as far as the Giants going to the Super Bowl, as a longtime fan, from what I read, I'd say most of them are pretty well paid and should be able to afford tickets if they want to go. I don't know what that has to do with them going to the Super Bowl. But anyway, so to answer Linda's question, I think fears are subsiding a bit, and I think we might have a little bit of a pullback, but I think full steam ahead. I think if Trump's smart, he cuts a deal with China, and then the market will rock roar into the November midterms. I think the Democrats have given Trump a massive gift with this Kavanaugh flack. Here's why. If we lose, we meaning more conservative people, lose the Congress and the Senate, then we'll be having to deal with the shenanigans of Antifa and, you know, kangaroo court type lynchings of Supreme Court nominations for the next 2 years. We may be dealing with impeachment. So here's the thing. Donald Trump was largely elected. People who didn't like him elected him. Why? Because of the Supreme Court. And now they're envisioning, and I think part of the stock market going up is people are saying, well, you know, he's handling this Supreme Court thing well. They called the Democrats bluff. They said, hey, let this woman testify. Now, I have no clue what's going on there. But the point I'm trying to make is it looks to me like the Democrats are playing into the hands of President Trump. So you have, like, for example, there's a bunch of districts in New Jersey and Pennsylvania that are for play. District 7 just announced. Malinowski is 3 points ahead of Leonard Lance. So you're going to get more moderate people in New Jersey who normally would vote for Leonard Lance. They're going to say, you know what? I'm sick of these shenanigans. I actually like the more mainstream candidates' picks to the Supreme Court that the president is picking. And you know what? I'll go for Lance because I don't want to have people continue to do this. You know, and I like the tax cuts. I like this. People, I think it's going to be not a blue wave, maybe not a red wave. We may have like a truce. The Senate might go 52 Republican, 48 for the D's. The House may go to the D's. But what's going to happen is gridlock is generally good for the markets. And I think we could have some short-term turbulence in the next 3 or 4 weeks that are just seasonally due. Markets kind of going like this. I would also say there are great opportunities right now in the market. Stocks, sectors, notably we're seeing China and we're seeing different value stocks that have taken a beating as, you know, the FANG stocks have gone up. So generally the last week has been a good week for the stock market. What say you? Give us a call. We got Steven still listening in Alabama. I love our Alabama listeners. We're now helping people as a firm around the country. We're helping many of you who are coming to us with your retirement plan saying, how do I take advantage of the Trump tax plan? I'll tell you one, for instance, one of the things we're setting up, someone in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, no matter what age group, we can help you. We're setting up defined benefit cash balance pension plans, which used to be very onerous. We've partnered with a solid pension group, and they do it for a very reasonable cost. It's fiduciary, meaning there's no hidden commissions. Very inexpensive. We do employee management, employee engagement, employee education, fiduciary funds. We buy them institutionally, meaning you're buying them at our cost. And then the beauty of that is we've been able, through wise plan design, to show businesses how they could get an extra $100,000 write-off. Even people as much as $200,000 or $300,000 with a defined benefit cash balance pension plan. So that's, they're big on the rise. But if you're saying, hey, I can't save that much, we could set up a solo 401k, very inexpensive, and you can sock away up to $24,500. So many people are forming LLCs in light of the Trump tax plan. So give us a call. Also, many of you are calling us at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-5674 for the no obligation review. Also, if you're on Facebook now, fb.com/thefinancialquarterback. Message me if you want the no obligation review. That's 1 hour free with our financial quarterback team. We're going to show you how to minimize taxes potentially in your portfolio, reduce risk. The market has gone up for almost 10 years. Isn't it time to get a little more conservative? So we're going to do tax planning and income planning. How do you convert your assets into a stream of income? So if you have a question for us, now is the time to chime. So go on Facebook. We're live all hour, actually for the next hour and a half, taking your calls. We're going to take a short break. And when we return, we'll be talking more about a celebrity horror story gone right in the story, you know, horror story, because this young man passed away. But what did he do well? Well, Mr. Miller, we're going to tell you what he did well when we return. This is Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback. And if you want the free book, when you schedule your no obligation review, the free book is the Smart Retirement Book by Matt Zagula. It stands for the Strategic Movement Around Retirement Taxation. You can call us now, 888-988-JOSH. We have operators standing by live. So give us a call, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. We'll be back after these messages.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front, but did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but they'll educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary no-fee tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book Tax-Free Retirement as a free gift if you call within the next 3 minutes. Call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
And your calls, if you have questions on stocks, bonds, annuities, mutual funds. So deceased rapper Mac Miller. So if I did a rap, it would be Mill had a will. He left his entire estate to a trust. The Malcolm McCormick Revocable Trust, according to his will, he named himself as a trustee. Have you named IRA beneficiaries as a beneficiary on IRA? That's maybe one of the worst things you could do. If you've done that, call us. Here's why. When you leave your IRAs to a special needs trust, when you leave it to an irrevocable trust, now I'm not saying trusts are bad, trusts are great. There's a revocable trust, which means the avoidance of probate. An irrevocable trust, like a dynasty trust, can pass estate tax-free for up to 365 years. And it's divorce-proof and creditor-proof. Which reminds me, is your financial plan divorce-proof and creditor-proof? Call me right now at 888-988-JOSH. 888-988-5674. I don't know about you, but I love my kids. I love my wife. But I want my money, if I pass, to go to them, not to somebody else that I don't know or somebody that marries them and then divorces them. Sadly, 50% of marriages end in divorce, and financial planning often does not account for that before it happens. So Rob Fernando, hello from Queens. Go to fb.com/thefinancialquarterback. Rob says, is it smart to start a separate retirement account outside from my retirement at work? Yes, very smart. Now, why do you want to do your workplace plan? Now, depending on your workplace plan, it could be a 401k, it could be a 457, it could be a 403B. Let's say you're a teacher or a doctor or a educational professional. You'll have a 403B, and you can sock away $18,500 and not pay tax on that until you retire and need the money. Now, taxes may be in a higher bracket, so what I would do, Rob, is I would take advantage of your retirement plan at work, but I would diversify into a retirement plan outside of work that is growing tax deferred, and you can pull it out tax free, similar to a Roth or a cash value insurance plan. Why? If you make too much money to do a Roth, permanent life is one of the best things that you could do. Fernando Gonzalez says, what happens if I stop paying the premium of a life insurance policy? Now, if it's a universal life, you could lower the death benefit. We're going to talk about this. Wall Street Journal just did an expose on universal life insurance, and I'm going to tell you some differences. But if you have whole life, I don't know what you mean by whole life. See, whole life is one of the redheaded stepchild of the financial industry. But when I say whole, I mean permanent life, meaning life insurance that lasts for the whole duration of your life. Because if you love your wife and kids during the term of your term insurance, are you going to love them any less 1 year after the term expires? Think about this. You have a 20-year term, and you take, you know, think about me. So I take my beautiful, darling wife, most beautiful woman on earth, my darling wife, Bethy, who may be listening right now. She's carting the kids to and fro. So we have, actually, she doesn't often listen because the kids, I mean, we have 5 kids, 10 and under, so she's way too busy. So I take her out to a nice restaurant. So we go to our favorite restaurant, and it's overlooking the beach or something in Cape May. We have a nice dinner. I get lobster. She gets some vegan, gluten-free junk, and it's overpriced because it's really like quinoa salad, and you can get quinoa for like $1. But no, she sometimes gets good fish. So we go for a nice meal. It's our 21st wedding anniversary. And when I married her, I made a promise to her father. I said, you know what, I'm going to protect your daughter, so I'm going to buy term life insurance for 20 years. And I love her so much, so I'm going to buy $1 million policy. But then what happens in the 21st anniversary? I take my wife out on a nice meal, and I say, you know what, honey? I love you no less, but today you'd be $1 million poorer if anything happens to me. I mean, how would that make you feel? Now, you might say, well, the kids are grown and you're fine, but still, you need money to live. And when one spouse passes, you lose the other Social Security. You have higher tax rates on your IRAs. So I'm here to dispel a lot of the myths that people like, we all know them, that where they perpetuate the myth of buy term and invest the difference. Well, people often don't invest the difference. So, Fernando, there are many ways you can reduce the premium on a life insurance policy. Number one, you could reduce the death benefit. Number two, you can have the dividends pay the balance of the premium, and then you pay the rest. You could a loan from the cash and then pay the interest on the loan. There's a lot of things that you can do if the premium is squeezing you a bit. So whether you have a life insurance policy or not, a universal life is totally different from dividend paying participating whole. Universal life has a rising cost of insurance and in many cases could hurt you. But a dividend paying participating whole from a mutual company is a very solid idea. As are Roths for people looking to separate and diversify outside of their 401k. So give us a call. Facebook Nation, go to fb.com/thefinancialquarterback. And let's have a debate. Who's better, my radio listeners or my Facebook watchers? So far, we've gotten a ton of calls from our Facebook Nation. But we want to hear from you out there in Radioland. Maybe I should just take the show all on Facebook and ditch terrestrial radio. And if you want the new book that's sweeping the nation, it's called The Smart Retirement Book. That's the strategic movement around retirement taxation by Matt Zagula. We've had him on. Talks about a rare political window of opportunity that has been opened with the Trump tax plan for those of you who care about your money to take smart steps to maximize tax benefits. Now's the time. Call us 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. We'll be back after these messages.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front. But did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jalinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jalinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary, no-fee, tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book, Tax-Free Retirement, as a free gift. If you call within the next 3 minutes, call 888-988. 888-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now, let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
Lady Madonna, children at your feet. Wonder how you manage to make ends meet. Who finds the money when you pay the rent? Did you think that money was heaven sent? Friday night arrives without a...
From Washington, D.C. Go ahead. How are you listening to us, Kitty, online or on the radio?
Radio only. No Facebook here.
Great. Well, go to fb.com/thefinancialquarterback. But thank you so much. Are you listening all the way from D.C.?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Great. Well, thank you. Tell all your friends.
Oh, I do. So my question is, how does a backdoor Roth 401k, which I've heard you talk about, affect existing traditional 401ks or IRAs? Like, I understand there's a different tax implication because you have the backdoor Roth that affects the other 401ks. And I just was wondering if that's true, if you can explain it a little better to me.
Okay. What Kitty is talking about is something called the pro rata rule, which means if you have an IRA, you could do what's called the backdoor Roth. Now, I generally recommend for those who make above the Roth thresholds to do this as a potential other line of savings. So after you've maxed out your plan at work, after you've maxed out your permanent life insurance, then what you could do is do an after-tax non-deductible IRA, convert that to Roth, and then that grows tax-free. But the pro rata rule is very, it's one of these tricky rules, but the pro rata rule for Roth conversion, and I'll define it for you, it is the barrier for many people. The rule is that you have to aggregate all your IRAs to determine how much income tax you owe when you convert. So let's say you have $1 million in an IRA in pre-tax IRAs, and only 10,000, you have to divide it into the other. Does that make sense? It's a little bit tricky. But basically, the trick is to roll, you get a backdoor Roth IRA by opening up a non-deductible IRA. And then you convert it to a Roth. You can contribute $5,000 a year or $6,000, well, $5,500 now, and $6,500 if you're over 50. So you want the Roth because it grows tax-free as opposed to tax-deferred like an IRA, and you can pull it out tax-free. High-income earners can't open a Roth directly. That's one of the reasons I recommend a properly designed insurance contract. But the barrier to the back door Roth is this pro rata rule. The rule basically says you have to aggregate all your IRAs to determine how much income tax you owe when you convert. If you have no other IRAs and you open a $5,000 IRA and then convert it, you only owe tax on the earnings. So I would do the backdoor Roth before you have other IRAs. By contrast, if you have a $95,000 pre-tax IRA and you convert $5,000 of that, the conversion would be 95% taxable. So it may behoove you, instead of doing the backdoor Roth, to look at
maximizing the life insurance contract, but it still could be a powerful benefit. So you want to check with us, call us at 888-988-JOSH for the backdoor Roth review. Final comments or questions, Kitty, before we move on?
Yeah, where is this pro rata rule? Where can I read more about it? Because I'm still confused. Because I
IRS,
do have existing, I've got existing IRAs. So
Yeah. Then it may, you know, you definitely want to meet with us, and we could do the formula for you or work with your CPA. You could also go to irs.gov and search for the pro rata rule in publication 590. IRAhelp.com is a great website that has some resources. And I will put up an article on the Facebook feed, fb.com/thefinancialquarterback, also our LinkedIn. So we got to go. When we return, we'll be back with more of your questions at 800-321-0710. And if you want help figuring out, is the backdoor Roth for you? Call us, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674.
The preceding program was sponsored by the Jelinski Advisory Group.
Any awards, rankings, or recognition by unaffiliated third parties or publications, including five-star wealth manager, advisory of the year finalist by senior market advisor, and top of the million-dollar roundtable, are in no way indicative of the advisor's future performance or any individual client's investment success. No award, ranking, or recognition should be construed as a current or past endorsement of Josh Jelinski or Wealth Quarterback LLC. Information regarding specific awards, rankings, or recognitions is available on the Wealth Quarterback website at www.jelinski.org. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss. Investment strategies such as asset allocation, diversification, or rebalancing do not assure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses. There are no guarantees that a portfolio employing these or any other strategy will outperform a portfolio that does not engage in such strategies. This broadcast should not be construed by any client or prospective client as a solicitation to effect or attempt to affect transactions in securities or the rendering of personalized investment advice. Due to various factors, including changing market conditions, the information discussed in this broadcast may no longer be reflective of current positions or recommendations. While information presented is believed to be factual and up to date, Josh Jelinski and Wealth Quarterback do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. The tax and estate planning information discussed is general in nature, is provided for informational purposes only, and should not be construed as legal or tax advice. Listeners should consult an attorney or tax professional regarding their specific legal or tax situation.